it's up to you.
Okay. I'll read the order. Roll call.
Chairperson Kimbrough, Vice Chairperson Malay, Commissioner Donnie, Commissioner Heath. Commissioner Shirk. Commissioner Vance.
Here.
Commissioner Wendell.
Here.
Quorum is present.
It is now. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Any discussion? Motion? Motion on the minutes?
That we approve it?
Yeah, motion to approve the minutes.
I'm sorry, I can't get it straight. How do you want me to?
Just say I moved to approve the minutes.
I moved to approve the minutes.
Now I got it. I move to approve the minutes from August 25th.
I second.
Okay. Call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. under modifications of the agenda, I think Lee has an item.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Because we have a minimum quorum for this meeting of four, and item H2, we have two items in the public hearing agenda this evening, and H2 pertains to property in which Commissioner Wendell has an interest, so he would be abstaining from that. We will end up without a quorum, so we're going to continue item H2 to the October Planning Commission meeting.
Thank you. Okay. And I assume nobody has a problem with that. Public comments. Members of the public who wish to address the commission may approach the podium and speak on matters related to commission to the Planning Commission. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person or topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chairman to calendar the matter for a future Planning Commission meeting. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this item of the agenda until the matter itself has been specifically included on an agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. Staff public announcements. Do we have any of those? Announcements of a general nature of the commission and or public information regarding planning, zoning, and land use, not intended for detailed discussion.
I do have a quick announcement, but and for the record, there was no public comment, right? That was...
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
No public
comment. I was assuming that.
Thank you. The applicant's here. Just a quick, for public service announcements, I just wanted to note, for the planning division offices, and the permit center, building permits and business license, we've still had some people go to our old offices at Northgate and remember, so the permit center of planning, building permits, business license, engineering questions, we're now at 108 East Proctor Street next to City Hall, so I just wanted to... If anybody's listening and uses those services, we're now down by City Hall.
Yeah, across the street to the north of City Hall.
Thank you.
Okay. Disclosures. Any members of the commission may wish to explain any contact with an applicant or the public regarding an item on the agenda or business of the commission. Hearing none. Consent agenda. We have none. Okay, moving on to public hearing matters. The following items are scheduled for public hearing. The chairman will read the agenda listing into the public record. Staff will present a summary of the staff report and recommendations, including any updated information that was received after the date when staff reports were distributed. The commission will follow with questions of staff. At that time, the chairman will open the hearing to public testimony. Normally, the applicant and or their representatives are permitted to speak first, followed by the commission questions. This will be followed by the chairman requesting comments from the public at large. If you wish to speak on a particular item, please limit your comments to 3 minutes and be as brief and concise as possible so that all who wish to speak may do so. Please do not repeat the position of of others who express the same views as you. The chairman has the right to establish time limits for comments and to allow for rebuttal. In order to be part of the administrative record regarding an appeal of an item, you must sign in the sign-in sheet on the podium and have previously sent correspondence to the planning division or spoken to staff regarding an item on this agenda. Item H1, SUP-10-049, action to consider a special use permit request from Stephen Reynolds, property owner Talibi Family Trust, Silver State Mobile Home Park, for a billboard replacement on property zone general commercial located at 3400 Highway 50 East, APN 008-302-04. And it looks like Lee, the part of Jennifer will be paid by Lee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And for the record, Lee Plummel, Planning Director. Jennifer prepared the staff report and materials for this item this evening, but is out of town tonight. So I'll be giving you the presentation. As you noted, this is a replacement of a billboard at 3400 Highway 50 East, located to the east of Airport Road between Airport and College Parkway Fairview Drive intersection. I would note with this replacement, like unlike some of the other special use permit renewals that are the billboard special use permits are valid for 5 years. You've seen a number of renewals for existing billboards. This one is a little different because they're actually taking down a billboard and replacing it on the same site, relocating it on the same site. Therefore, it's treated as a new billboard, must meet the new requirements as it does. And the condition of approval reflect that it is a new billboard and has to get a new building permit and all that. So it's a little different than some of the past renewals that you've seen where it's existing, they're not getting a new permits for it. So I wanted to note that for the record. As you see that on the board was kind of the vicinity map of where it's located. This is located adjacent to the, is it a CVS now that's at this park to the,
it used that to be is long, a CVS pharmacy there.
CVS, no, correct, you mentioned that. Just to the west here on Highway 50, to give you an idea of where the location is. On the property is an existing mobile home park, and the existing billboard is located along the west property boundary at the southwest portion of the property. The proposal is to relocate it, move it a little bit to the east, out away from that property line, as this site plan that is submitted and in your application shows, again, down in the southwest property, the existing billboard being relocated slightly to the east. That's a copy of the existing billboard on site, and per the applicant and other information, I've noted that the billboard has actually been removed at this time. It's no longer there. There is an existing approval for this billboard on this site that's valid for approximately another year, but the applicant's coming in at this time to replace it with a new billboard, and that'll start a new approval time frames for another 5 years from now. This map is also included in your pack at the back of your pack, as it should be attached. That just shows, and this is just given to you to show the extent of all the existing billboards that are out there, or at least approved. There's one on there that is approved, but not placed yet at Highway 50 and the freeway. So it gives you an idea of how many have been approved. I would also note on this map that, you know, particularly on Carson Street, both North and South Carson Street over time, and in South Carson Street more recently, there have been a number of billboards that have gone away by attrition through development, such as the Quail Commercial down at the south end of Carson Street. Dick Campani's Toyota had a billboard on it that was removed, and that will no longer go there. So there's been some attrition over time. On Highway 50 East, there's a number of billboards, some of them older, but Most of them approved under the current ordinance. With that, I'll just note that public comments were mailed out to property owners and mobile home park residents within 300 feet of the site, and with the mobile home park residents on the site, that's a total of 154 adjacent property owners. And as of right now, there have been staff has received no public comment regarding this special use permit. And I'll be available for questions. And I know if the applicant is here also and will be available for questions.
Any questions of staff? Okay. Mr. Reynolds.
Thank you. I look quite a bit different than the last time I was here.
Thinned out.
Very good. Let's see, my name is Steve Reynolds. I am representing the owner of Silver State Mobile Home Park in this, and we have read the conditions of approval, and we agree with those conditions.
Thank you.
Any questions I might answer about this project?
Questions of the applicant? Well,
pretty straightforward. Are there any questions about billboards that we can talk about while we're here?
Well, I was out of curiosity. They went to significant expense to make it about a third bigger. Is that why they're doing it?
Actually, I think the size is pretty close to what's there. They are adding a second side, which is allowed under the ordinance. I don't think it's a secret. The original structure that's no longer there was actually owned by Clear Channel. And the property owners and Clear Channel did not reach an agreement on whatever agreement they had. They did not continue that agreement, so Clear Channel removed their structure.
Ah, so.
And the new owner did not want to make the significant investment in a new structure until a special use permit was in place.
Okay. So you think the other one was about 400 square feet?
I don't think it was. I think it was 300 square feet, if I remember right.
Okay. It's not really relevant.
I've got it here in the packet, and I could look it up, but I'm pretty sure it was 300, Bill.
I guess failure of the agreement would explain why this is happening.
Yeah.
There at least be the primary motivation. Okay. No other questions?
Do you, by any chance, know when that sign was actually installed originally?
It's been renewed at least once, so my guess would be it was installed. I have a lot of history here as part of the packet.
Yeah, there was a table that talked about all of them in here somewhere.
I'm thinking in the 1999 framework that...
Yeah,
it's okay.
It says unknown, yeah.
Yeah, it's unknown.
Yeah, because the first renewal was done in 2003, so I would suspect that it initially went up in the 1998 or 1999
framework. Was when the sign was constructed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it is about the same size. Okay.
Do you know, has an application been made to put up a new sign, an application for a permit with NDOT?
I'm not aware that that's been made yet. It is a condition of the approval of the special use permit.
Okay. All right. I was just curious. Good luck with that. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. I'll bring it back to the commission for discussion or motion. Anybody want to go? Please. Thank you.
I move to approve SUP 10-049, a special use permit request from SignPro to allow the replacement of an existing single-face off-premise on-site with a double-sided 10 feet by 30-foot sign, 27.5 feet in height, on property zoned General Commercial, located at 3400 Highway 50 East, Assessor's Parcel Number 008-30204, based on 7 findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All righty. Calling for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Passes. Okay. Now, well, by the way, we didn't do the Pledge of Allegiance. I didn't call for the Pledge of Allegiance. But I'd still like to do it because I think it's very important. Would somebody like to lead us in that? Okay. I know it's out of order, but
that's fine.
We can do that.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Sorry for that foo-pah. Okay, that's the end of the public hearing items. Because the other one was staff reports.
Yes, just a couple items just to update you on. There weren't actually any planning matters that went to the Board of Supervisors in September that you'd recently heard, but there's a couple subdivisions that asked for extensions, and if you've been on the Planning Commission long enough, you remember them, the Coombs Canyon 1 and 2, which is up Coombs Canyon Road, and on either side, two different subdivisions, but they received extensions of their map. Again, I think, as I've noted before, kind of all these rush of subdivisions that we had about 4 years ago are all coming up for extensions and getting their other 2 years that they can get per state law before they start expiring. And then for future agenda items for the Planning Commission next month, we have two special use permits, one for an office trailer for animal control out at Buddeye Way, one for a Slot World smoke shop gaming, it's a small gaming operation, but by definition it's a gaming and retail commercial. And then now two storage container reviews. We had one, and then we'll have the one from this month continued to next month. The October Planning Commission meeting will be on the regular date, which is the Wednesday before the Friday Nevada Day holiday. It's the regular day, the last Wednesday of the month. Which does bring up a point. Remember that in November, it's the 17th, it's before Thanksgiving, and then in December, I forget the exact date, but it's before Christmas. And I think next month, I was going to bring to you, but I want to do it when more planning commissioners are here, about 2011 as to your preference for November and December for the meeting dates, because the last Wednesday of November in 2011 is actually the week after Thanksgiving, so you could think about that if you would rather have it early or late, but your bylaws allow you to kind of modify it to adjust for the holidays. But we'll bring that up with more planning commissioners next month. So, yeah.
Could you take like 1 minute maybe to explain to our new commissioner how the subdivision extensions work? I'm just thinking you might be curious.
Yeah, as I mentioned, the past items we had those two subdivision maps that received extensions, but tentative maps are good. Well, tentative maps used to be good for 2 years, and then you could get 1 year extension before you had to file at least the first map to keep it valid, and then keep filing subsequent maps. And in 2009, the legislature changed the NRS to allow it to be the initial approval for 4 years with an extension of 2 years and 2 years between maps, because obviously as the housing market in Nevada and everywhere crashed, they weren't able to record these maps to keep all these subdivisions valid. It was more of a problem in other places than in Carson City, meaning like having subdivisions halfway done and then abandoned and tumbleweeds blowing across it, like I've heard in some other surrounding counties, and we fortunately haven't had that. But was there any?
No, I just thought it, and then we so, have about how many do you think we have right now that are?
There's about a dozen that total about 1,600 lots. Now, if you take Silver Oak out of that, so totals about 1,200 lots. Silver Oak's already going and has their development agreements, but with future lots. So it's about 1,200 of approved that haven't started anything yet that in the next 2 years are all going to come up with having to move forward with maps and record lots or expire and start over again in the future.
And it's done administratively because of the law, right?
They got the extensions were Board of Supervisors.
Board of Supervisors, yeah. Okay, that's right. Okay, thank you, Lee. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
A second.
Well, you got to make a motion.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay, second?
Second.
Call for the vote?
Aye.
Aye. Favor? Okay, we're done.